tender mercies like a river of forgiveness ever flowing without end. I bow my heart before you in the goodness of your presence, your grace forever shining like a beacon in the
afternoon. What a beautiful Monday. The name of this show, it is called Who Need a Doctor. I'm just co-hosting this show. I'm standing in for Pastor MV, Miss Mama Bolo. The name of this show, as I told you, it is called Who Need a Doctor. What a beautiful Monday. The time is exactly 12:35 CAT Central Time. Wherever that you are listening to Pastor John Mamabolo on the show that is called Who Need a Doctor. That's what we will be talking about. Remember, every time when we start our show, we start our show by prayer, by inviting God. What I wanna tell you, what I wanna say to you is you just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Now, what I'm going to do is this, a song that is playing is saying, Glorious God by Elijah Wilende from his album, Show Us Your Glory. There's a song that is playing in the background. It's saying, Glorious God. Now, what we're gonna do is, remember, every time when we start our show, we start our show by prayer. And indeed, we are going to pray. Now, there's a song that is saying, the song, we're gonna play this song, but before we do that, let's just do this.
Who Need a Doctor with Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Boy? 12 to 3. By the grace, by the grace, by the grace, just for a soul.
Thank you.
Jesus, I've forgotten the words that you have spoken. Promises that burn within my heart have now grown dim. With a doubting heart I follow.
Now, what I'm going to do now, the song that is playing is a song by Michael W. Smith, saying, Lord have mercy. That's a song that we are going to pray. Wherever that you are listening from, you can pray with me with a song that is saying, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Alright. Let's just pray. Daddy, we are praying this afternoon. We are praying. We say, Father, as we pray, we ask you, Lord, that they come and be with us, come and help us. And we believe, because you are the Lord, we believe that you hear us when we pray. Father, right now as I pray, I'm praying for each and every listener who is listening to us all over the world. I'm saying, Lord, restore their hearts and restore their soul as they are listening to you. By the grace of you, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. To the hearts and soul of the people. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. Thank you. Have mercy on us, Lord. We need your mercy in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father.
I have longed to know you. Your tender mercies, like a river of forgiveness, ever flowing without end. I bow my heart before you in the goodness of your presence. Your grace forever shining like a beacon in the night.
Mercy by Michael W. Smith. Now, you're listening to Pastor John Mamabolo on the show that is called Who Need a Doctor? It's a question on its own, saying who need a doctor? This wonderful afternoon, I just want to pose this question to you. I just want to ask this question to you, that who need a doctor? Who need a doctor? Now, the reason why Jesus said this word, he was telling a certain group, because they had things which they wanted to catch Jesus for what he had done. Now, the scripture that we are going to read is in the book of Matthew chapter 9. We're going to start from verse number 1, but our message from number 12. But I want us to start number 1, so you can understand. I'm just going to read number 1. After reading number 1, and we will jump and read verse number 12. But let me just remind you that you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. What a beautiful afternoon. I know that maybe wherever that you are tired, because normally many people, when I hear them, they say that Monday it's a blue Monday. When you say, why are you saying blue Monday? They say because we are very, very tired. I believe that Heavenly Father is going to help us as we are going to talk about who need a doctor. Who need a doctor. Alright, let's just play the song by Elijah Welende. The song is just saying God of Wonders. Then we'll come back and they will continue. Stay blessed. I love you. We love you. We just play the song, then we'll come back. That is Elijah Olumide. Say, God of wonders, God of wonders, Yahweh, we bow and worship you. We bow and worship you. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul, whatever that it takes for the soul. The time is exactly 12:48 CAT Central Time. It is an afternoon. What a beautiful Monday, broadcasting from Midrand. Now I thank God tonight, I thank God this afternoon for doing the show that is called Who Need a Doctor. I just want to thank the host of the show who allowed me to stand in for her on this show. Now we're going to talk about Who Need a Doctor. And I told you that our scripture reading is in the book of Matthew chapter 9, from verse number 1 until verse number 12. But we're not going to read the whole chapter or the whole verse. But what I want to say to you this afternoon is, you can interact with us on the following number. Our WhatsApp number is 083-289-4658. If you are international, you just say +27 83 289 4658. You can use the very same number to call us. You can use the very same number to SMS us, or you can send an email on this email, radio@bythegrace.org, radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to Skype. You just say BTGM Radio, or you go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. There is a chat box there where you can chat to me. Alright, let's just read. Remember, I told you that you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, Psalmist D, which is Jimmy D, he says, "Let your will be done." It is wonderful afternoon. I want to say to you that let the will of God be done in your life. I know as I speak now, things, they are not the way you thought they are. You have received a bad news. You have received things which made your day not to be well. As this song is continuing to play on my background, saying, "Let your will be done in my life." If you can say this afternoon, "Lord, let your will be done in my business. Let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done in my life," and take your way, have your way in my life. I'm just gonna read Matthew chapter 9, verse number 1. It says, Jesus got into a boat and went back across the lake to his hometown. Some people brought to him a man who was paralyzed and was lying on the mat. Jesus saw that these people had many faith, so he said to the paralyzed man, "Young man, you will be glad to hear this. Your sins are forgiven." Some of the teachers of the law heard that Jesus said, they said to themselves, What an insult to God for this man to say that. Jesus knew that they were thinking so. He said, why are you thinking such evil thoughts? Number 5. The Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins. But how can I prove this to you? Maybe you are thinking it was easy for me to say your sins are forgiven. There is no proof that it really happened. But what if I say to the man, stand up and walk? Then you will be able to see that really have this power. So Jesus said to the paralyzed man, stand up and take your mat and go home. The man stood up and went home. The people saw this man. The people saw this man. They were amazed. They prayed God for letting someone have such power. Verse number 9. When Jesus was leaving, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the place for collecting taxes. Jesus said to him, follow me. So he got up and followed Jesus. Alright, I'm going to verse number 11. The Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with these people. They asked him, following, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and other sinners? Number 12, it says, Jesus heard them say this, so he said to them, it is the sick people who need a doctor, not those who are healthy. Alright, we just read it in the book of Matthew chapter 9. The reason why Jesus answered, or he responded back to them, to the Pharisees, verse number 1, it tells us that Jesus got into the boat and went across the lake to his own town. Now, he was traveling with a boat, or we can call it a ship. And then he went back across the lake to his own town. Meaning what he was supposed to do, he done, so he had to go back to his town. Now, when he was there, there was a group of people, or we can call them some people, whom they decided that we are going to Jesus, because in their mind they knew that the only person who can be able to help is Jesus. Now, it tells us that Jesus went to his hometown, and the people went there to Jesus with a man who was paralyzed, with a man who was unable to walk, with a man who was unable even to do many things. Now, when Jesus saw the faith that the man had, when Jesus saw that the people who brought this man to him, they had faith, he said to the paralyzed man, be encouraged, my child, your sins are forgiven. Remember, some people who were with those people, some of them, they did not understand why will he say your sins are forgiven. The other way they were trying to say, but this man is sick, but you are saying to him that his sins are forgiven. Because in their mind they thought that Jesus will tell the man to rise up. Or maybe they were expecting something. Because nowadays in this world, many people, when you pray for them, many people, when you tell them the good news, they expect you to give them something. Also, these people, they were expecting to receive something. They were expecting to receive something from Jesus. That is why the Bible tells us that Jesus said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven." The man was very sick like that. Just imagine, when you are sick, maybe you can't walk. Somebody just tell you that your sins are forgiven. Somebody decide to say to you that this is not a problem. But when you know where you can walk, when you know where it's not easy for you to even stand up, but there's somebody telling you that your sins are forgiven. Somebody is just telling you that your sins are forgiven. Now, these people, they had what we call some other questions that they had. And maybe they tried to ask themselves why. Now, when you continue reading there, it tells us what Jesus said to them. Okay? Some other teachers, they said many things there. Some other teachers, they said many things. They said some other stories there. Whatever that they said it there. Okay. Now, okay, let's just go to a break with this wonderful song. A song that is saying, "The way you fathered me." Then just enjoy this song by Elijah. Then we'll come back and we will continue. Let me remind you that you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Now, before we do that, let's just do this.
Rudy the Doctor with Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo. 12 to 3. By the grace of Christ, just for a soul.
To hear
Question on its own. It's a question of its own when it's saying that who needs a doctor? Who needs a doctor? Now, you are listening to Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm standing in for Pastor MB in bracket, Mrs. Mamabolo, who is the one who is doing the show that is called Who Need a Doctor. Now, wherever that you are listening from, we just read in the book of Matthew, chapter number 9, verse number 1, we say from verse number 1 until verse number 12. Now, in short, let me summarize that. It's saying that there was some people who decided to go to Jesus because they had a man who was paralyzed. They had a man who was sick, who was unable to walk, who was unable to do things. What they decided is they decided that they are going to see the Master Jesus. Now when they arrived there, after Jesus saw the people together with the men, he said to the young men, your sins are forgiven. For them, they did not understand why would he say that whereas a person is sick, he can't even walk. There was a conversation that happened between Jesus and those men. But what I want to say to you is, if you continue reading, maybe if you start from when you go, so that you can understand what happened. Now, as you continue reading, you will see that Jesus said to them, it is easy to say your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk, but they wanted to see the sign. Why can you just say to a person that your sins are forgiven? They wanted to see a proof, something, because Jesus said that your sins are forgiven. Then they were just surprised. We are bringing a person who can't walk. We want him to pray for him so that he can walk. We want him to give him something so that he can use. But Jesus said, judge, because when he saw their faith, he just said, your sins are forgiven. Now, there are people who they want something. They always expecting something when you, for example, maybe when you pray, when you pray for them, whatever that you do, they always want something that is touchable. I just want to give you an example of what happened some other day. There was a lady who fainted for almost a couple of hours. We can say maybe 8, let's say maybe 6 hours or 4 hours, where I received a call and they said that there's somebody who is fainted. According to them, they said no, she can't even breathe. I think it was 6 hours or somewhere there. Now she can't even breathe, or can't even do anything. Now they brought the man to me. Okay. Now what I did there is after we prayed, and then they said a question that what are we done? Like, don't we give something? That's what they said. They said, okay, are we done? Are we not gonna give this person something? Are we not gonna give this person something? Then I just said to them that it's fine, because it's you. Now, the reason why I had to bring this story, I wanted to show you that there are people who they want something. They want something. There are those people in life where they when you pray for them or when you tell them, they always want something. So, and then but now here we are just reading that like now, as the conversation continued like that, and until it came to a part where Jesus set them, told them the word that saying, who need a doctor, which when we read, when we read, we are told that, okay, let's just do this.
No other friend so kind as he. Well, no one else could ever take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he really cared for me. I would love to tell you what I think, of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so kind and true, I would tell you.
Alright, what I'm gonna do is we're just losing our show now. And just enjoy. And then I love you.
He did something that no other could ever do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. No other friend so kind as he. Well, no one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he really cared for me. Every human being who has ever lived was full of sin. When Jesus reached down and found me, that meant that my heart was full of misery and woe. Made no difference that I was a prodigal trying to come home. He placed those strong and loving arms around me, and He led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like
Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. The name of this show, which is called Who Need a Doctor. Before we went to a long break, we were talking about the scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 9, when they have asked Jesus, when Jesus said to them that who need a doctor. The only person who need a doctor, according to this verse number 12, is a person who is sick. Now, there are people who are sick spiritually, and there are people who are sick physically. Now, we know that sick physically, it need a doctor, physician, and also it need God, because the Bible tells us that whatever that is impossible is possible with God. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, and the time, it's exactly 10 past, which is 14:10. It's the afternoon, and I believe that some of people are from lunch. Some they are already going to lunch. Just wanna say to you that may God restore your heart and restore your soul. It is the last hour of the show. I'm just gonna sign off just around now. It has been a wonderful show. It has been a great show. I thank you. We will continue tomorrow by 3 o'clock. Kokeche Mukanzi will be entering, doing the show that is saying String Hills and Talk. Let me just say Step by Step by Michael W. Smith. Then with that song, I will be saying cheese, bye-bye, and stay blessed. I love you so much. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to restore your heart and soul. Bye-bye.